time for our Finally Friday conversation. I'm Jeff in the Morning, and I'm here to introduce you to Courtney Smith. She's the Executive Director of the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. Courtney, nice to meet you, and good to see you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. We're doing some big things this summer. So
You're looking at food insecurity from a different angle in Rhinelander by the looks of my notes here this morning. I did a little background checking on you, too. I saw you on Channel 12 a while back here at the beginning of the month, and I thought I'm going to pay attention to this, and I thought, boy, this seems like a different way of doing things.
Yeah, you know, over the last couple of years at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, we've really been focusing our services on sustainable food access for our customers, and that looks in our community. So that looks a little bit different. We don't focus on food insecurity. We focus on the security aspect. So when we look at our pantry shopping model, our customers can come and shop every 14 days. We participate in the Senior Stock Box program, which provides a monthly additional supplemental box to our seniors. We give out about 250 of those a month. We also really utilize our online ordering so that folks can place an online order, pull up and get curbside delivery of their order. So we're just really looking at ways that folks understand the food pantry as a strategy in their economic budget of their household. We know that people can save easily $300 to $400 a month by shopping at their food pantries.
Times have been tough, and so I'm going to ask you a question about who you're seeing. I'm hearing more and more stories that people that have never been to a food pantry before are finding themselves at food pantries these days. Are you seeing that in Rhinelander as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those folks are often so reluctant to come in, and they're nervous and they're anxious. So we do see that. And what we encourage folks to do is stop by during our regular business hours when it's not shopping. Take a tour, talk to us, register at that point so that when you come in to shop, you're comfortable and you know how it all works. And it's super easy to register. You just need to be an Oneida County resident for our food pantry. Mm-hmm. And you basically give us any information you'd like to give us about your demographics to help us write our grants.
Okay.
But other than that, it's pretty simple. We do have an income eligibility, and that's self-disclosed. So it's a yes or no answer if people are eligible.
Well, you're preserving pride is what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know, we're set up like a little grocery store. So we have shelf-stable foods, bakery, frozen meat, dairy products, and we have an amazing produce selection.
We're going to get into that, too. Reading these notes, I think you're doing things very different in Rhinelander. That's for some background. How long you been with the food pantry, Courtney?
Yeah, I started with the food pantry in 2020, right before COVID started. And, you know, COVID really turned the food security world on its head. We've been really cruising along, doing a great job in our communities for about 50 years. And COVID really changed our service delivery models, how we look at our food, the charitable food network, and it really energized our state around food security. We're a member of Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin. They have been advocating for food security across our state. And our state put $10 million in our budget for food security.
Nice. Nice to get a little help that way.
Yeah.
That's always for sure. You seem very enthusiastic. You come across as very excited to be telling you folks about the services that you offer there.
Yeah, I think food pantries are really unique places in the community. You know, we serve on average about 1,500 individuals a month that come and shop at the food pantry. And we put to work about 175 volunteers a month. I don't know that there's another place in your community where everybody's coming together around the same thing. We all work hard together. We play hard together too while we work and have a good time. So it's a really unique community space where we create a sense of belonging.
One statistic here that stands out to me, children now make up 25% of individuals served at the pantry, and that's a 12% increase just in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. So what we've seen is our senior population numbers have stayed the same, and we've seen in the demographics an increase in children and also an increase in adults between 18 and 59. So at one point 2 years ago, children made up about 14% of our demographic. And so and co-occurring to that at the same time, our children's nutrition programs, which we run independently from our pantry services, also tripled in numbers. So we knew we had to make a lot of changes quickly to serve households with children.
kids that are hungry often get into trouble. They don't learn very well at school, and they become tough to handle. Kids that have a full tummy usually get along with almost everybody.
Yeah, and it's true for adults, too. Let's be real, right?
Yeah.
And so we know food is it's just such a easy thing to provide folks to create that sense of stability. You know, we used to do a backpack program, for instance, with kids in partnership with our school district. And so for 15 years, we sent home a small little bag of food for kids to take home on Thursdays for the weekend. We weren't sure if that food made it home. We weren't sure if it was eaten on the bus or left in a garbage. We didn't really know what we were doing. And so we really needed to change how we work with our partners, and we really wanted to make a bigger difference in households. So we just started a monthly meal bag program where adults can come and pick up a monthly meal bag and get a full-size box of cereal, a loaf of bread, a jar of peanut butter, jelly, a dozen eggs, milk, and a bag of apples, along with other shelf stables. So our vision is food in the cupboard that's consistent. If we give a box of cereal to a household, we feel more confident that a kid's going to wake up on Monday with breakfast.
This is unique. From what I understand, the way most of these backpack programs work, the kids get them at school when they're in school, then they take them home and they got to deal with whatever stigma comes along with that.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some. I mean, we got to live in the real world here. Some of these kids, it may be pretty tough for them to be the ones that are carrying those bags home on the weekend. You're approaching this from a different, it's up to the parents to provide the kids food, and I guess that's kind of the attitude. It's a parent's job to provide the kids food.
Well, it's all of our adults, right? As adults in our community.
Yep.
And I think our role is really important. We get to be adults without kids who care about kids. And that's a really important message that we can send to our youth. We can also model as adults for our youth what healthy food relationships and food access looks like. That it's great to use resources that are available to you in your community. Go to those free meals that are available.
Right.
Go to the summer food service program. Shop at your pantry. Trade vegetables that you grow in your garden with your neighbor. You know, we need to create a culture around food that's healthy.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah.
But I want to get to the Hodag Kids program, but first, your garden and greenhouse, that to me seems like, is there any other program like that anywhere? Because this is the first I've heard about around here in these parts.
Yeah, you know, it's really a big movement in the food security world right now in the last few years. So we're seeing a lot of gardens pop up. I think Lakeland Food Pantry now has a greenhouse as well, and they encourage kind of that victory garden model. But we are kind of cutting edge. We started our garden back in 2007. It's all volunteer driven. It grows at least 2,500 pounds of organic produce just for our customers. We give out 200 to 300 plant starts to our customers to encourage them to grow food at home. We've also supplied our customers with like self-watering grow boxes for plants and things like that too. So yeah, it's a really important part of what we do.
And fresh vegetables, let's face it, we all need those fresh vegetables, but sometimes those are some of the most expensive things in the store.
You're right. And it's also really expensive for us to purchase those things, and they're highly perishable.
Sure.
You know, so having a garden just down the street and reducing our carbon footprint, all of the goodness. And, you know, it's run by mostly master gardeners of the Northwoods. And so I encourage folks, come and volunteer at the garden. It is so fun. It's accessible for all levels of skills and abilities. You don't have to have any experience, and you can connect with some gardeners and just have a good time.
So how can people be a part of that? Are you talking to people like, I've got a garden.
Yeah.
Way more stuff than I can eat in there. And I do a Meals on Wheels route myself.
Neat.
And I'm going to be bringing produce to all my deliveries all summer long here as it's growing. They get eggs already. They like having me as their driver.
I bet.
But anyway, so how, people that we find ourselves, gardeners find themselves with a lot of surplus, a lot
sure.
of time. What can we do with that? Is there a way that we can reach out to our food pantries and there say, you know what, I got all these cucumbers, I don't know what to do with them?
Yes, please do. Actually, from my understanding, all food pantries love to receive those perishable food, those especially fresh produce.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing for us to get our hands on. That is great. And it's just a neat way for folks also to learn more about their food pantries. I think a lot goes on behind the scenes in food pantry world that people don't really understand. So get connected.
I'll be honest, if somebody else had to read these notes the way I did, you would have a whole new understanding about the way these things work and who's affected.
Right.
affected in how the deliveries are made and everything. So I think this is really cool, Courtney. Courtney Smith, the executive director of the Rhineland Area Food Pantry. So gardeners, if you're interested, if you have surplus produce, now you know what to do with that. Yep. Let's talk about these HODAG kids programs, because I was a little clumsy in my first introduction of this when I was introducing it this morning, but then now I get it. Now I get it. So let's talk about this HODAG kids program here. HODAG Monster Meals program is going on now.
Well, that just ended. So the HODAG Monster Meals, we run September through June. That's our monthly meal bag program. We gave out, 2,200 meal bags. You could really multiply that times five to be equivalent to the weekend program. But now we're gearing up and we're launching into our summer food service programs. So the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry has been home to the HODAG Food Wagon, our summer program for kids, since 2001. So last year, we became a contractor with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction as a summer food service program. So that means we give out weekly meal bags that contain seven breakfasts and seven lunches that are nutritionally balanced, super easy for kids to make on their own, and they're fun. So things like, pancake sausage on a stick and deli sandwiches and pizza and things that kids like to eat. So this program is really unique. This is the only program at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry that is funded through a contract and pays for itself. So we do not use any of our donations, our fundraising, or grants to run our summer food service program.
I think somebody must have been doing some research here, too, because the Healthy HODAG Adventure, these weekly themed games and activities, hands-on snack workshop geared at kids. When the kids have an understanding of this stuff, they're not as afraid of it. They're more willing to try new things and eat some of those fresh veggies that sometimes it's tough to get a kid to eat.
That's right. So while during our HODAG Food Wagon distribution at the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry that starts in July, from 4 to 6, we also host, like you said, this Healthy HODAG Adventure. It's games and activities, and then we also do nutrition education. So each week is a theme. We'll put up our calendar soon on our website, but we've got all kinds of good stuff. One of the favorite things that kids love is we teach them how to make a breakfast omelet in a mug using the microwave.
Okay.
And so that kind of stuff, where kids can really eat healthy. We also grow a garden. We have a beautiful front porch garden that's funded through a grant through the Rhinelander Community Foundation. And so, like last night, I was out with kids and we were pulling radishes out of the garden and eating them. So it's really neat. We're growing carrots and beets and beans and tomatoes so that kids can see food growing and taste it like fresh right off the vine.
And the theme, let's root for each other.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Whoever your writer is, I need to get that guy's number.
I know, right?
But so that was really cool, too. The blender, the smoothie maker.
Gosh.
Okay, so when I saw you on TV, that was the other thing that I was really left with. I was a little jealous of the weather guy there, and we got on that machine. It's like an exercise bike.
Yeah.
That you can make smoothies on. Now, here's the thing with smoothies. They're delicious. I was never a big smoothie guy until somebody made one for me and I actually tried it. Because I was always one of those guys, if it looked like something I was going to like, I never even tried it.
Right.
I tried a smoothie the first time. I am hooked. I would have one every single day. If I could make it on that bicycle. That thing was cool. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, that has been my dream forever. I've really wanted to purchase this. It's a stationary bike, and mounted on the handlebars, it's a blender. And so when the kids pedal the bike, it spins the blender blade.
Yeah.
And you can make a smoothie, hummus, all kinds of good stuff. You know, it's expensive, and we really are frugal. And so I wrote the grant to the Rhinelander Community Foundation. And thank you, Bob and June Heck Fund, for supporting my dream and really understanding how important it is to create experiences for kids. And they really see and share my vision of this is, you know, I almost want this to be like a little summer camp. We know a lot of kids don't get to go to summer camp and have activities. So really having the tools to do that is important to us. So, yeah, I cannot wait to use this smoothie bike.
So how's that going to work? How are the kids going to be able to make their own smoothies there? There's going to be a long line for this thing, I think.
Yeah, we're just all going to have to be really patient. We'll take our time and we'll make as many smoothies as we can. We'll bring it out several times during the 8 weeks. So this is why folks need to follow us on Facebook or come and get a calendar from us when you come and pick up your first bag, and so that you can make sure you don't miss out on any of the fun.
And if you want to see this really cool thing, you can go to the Channel 12 website, and there's a video appearance there and how that thing was working. I thought that's the coolest thing I've seen all day.
It's pretty amazing. You know, so what's really exciting about the Hodag Food Wagon, so in 8 weeks, we gave out, last summer, we gave out 12,760 meals to kids and teens. And it was such a successful program, and we have such great buy-in from our community and our volunteers that this summer we're expanding our service. We are adding two new sites. We are so excited. We're taking our Hodag Food Wagon model to the Elko Area Community Food Pantry.
Okay.
So we're launching what's called the Hornet Food Truck. And so we'll bring these exactly the same meal bags to the Elko Area Food Pantry, and folks can come and pick up meal bags starting July 9th from 3 to 4 p.m.
How will people know about that? How will you remind folks in the Elko community about that?
Yeah, so again, our partner in that is the Elko Area Community Food Pantry. So folks, follow them on Facebook. It's our cheap, it's the most affordable way we have to reach you and most consistent. So just use it for that if you're not a Facebook user. Also, you can follow the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. We've got banners up around town. We've been working with the school district there to make sure households and families know about this as well. Mark your calendar. The program starts July 9th and runs all the way through August 27th.
And you're bringing the wagon here to Tomahawk as well. Now, we here in Tomahawk, we literally witnessed a miracle here in the last year, turning an old bank building into the Kinship building, like overnight, raising all that money to make that happen. My gosh, it's like literally a miracle. And so you're going to get to experience some of that Kinship stuff, bringing the wagon there to July 9th through August 27th.
Right.
Same thing, but a different day.
Yeah, and well, this is a different program. So both the Hodag Food Wagon in Rhinelander and the Hornet Food Truck in Elko, these are open sites to the general public. So any child aged 18 and under is eligible for a food bag. There's no registration or income eligibility. They can just show up and get a bag. Bags are first come, first serve.
Okay.
So our partnership with the with Kinship of Tomahawk is a little bit different. This is a closed program, meaning that we are providing meal bags for their participants.
Got it.
And any siblings in their household as well. So this is kind of our first way to kind of experiment in this different version of a summer food service program. So we're really excited. Kinship of Tomahawk works with youth offering mentoring opportunities. So we'll be on site at the end of their day at 5 o'clock to distribute meal bags to their participants.
Well, we should get a take on how that's doing, because Patty's going to be sitting right where you're sitting, I believe, on July 10th.
Perfect.
The day after this program will start here too. And so we're all, believe it or not, we're out of time here, Courtney.
Already?
So yeah, I know. The time really flies here during these conversations. So Courtney Smith, Executive Director of Rhinelander Food Pantry, how do you want to leave our listeners here this morning? What kind of message you want to leave us with today, Courtney?
I want to say, come, if you've got kids, come to a summer food service program. Come and check it out. Don't be shy. This is a program that benefits kids. We're all about full bellies, and we want to support those working households with kids.
Absolutely.
So check out your community food pantry.
And they can follow you along on Facebook too, right?
Yes, and check out our website, RhinelanderAreaFoodPantry.org.
Nice to meet you, Courtney, and you're welcome here anytime. Anytime you got a message to get out to the folks, we'd love to see you here again.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Courtney Smith, Executive Director, Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, as